Page one. This is, page one, introduction. Shri Chaitanya Mano Bhastam. Stapitam Jaina Bhutale. Daivara Gopinath. Swayam Rupa Kada Mahyam. Dadati Sva Padantikam. Vandeham Shri Guru. Shri Yuta Padakamalam. Shri Gurun Vaishnavanksha. Shri Rupam Sagrajatam. Sahagana Raghunatha Anvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Shivishaka Anvitamscha. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of my spiritual master and unto the lotus, unto the feet of all Vaishnavas. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the lotus feet of Srila Rupa Goswami, along with his elder brother, Sanatan Goswami, as well as Raghunath Das and Raghunath Bhatta, Gopal Bhatta, Sri Jiva Goswami. I offer my obeisances, my respectful obeisances to Lord Krishna Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda, along with Advaita Acharya, Gadadhar Srivas, and other associates. I offer my respectful obeisances to Srimati Radharani and Sri Krishna, along with their associates, Sri Lalita and Vishakha. Hey Krishna Karna Sindho, Dinabando Jagatpate, Gopesha Gopika Kanta, Radha Kanta Namostute. Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Daivi Pranamami Hari Pray Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindubhyayivacha Partitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hari Hari, Hari Ram, Hari Ram, Ram Ram, Hari Hari. Shrimad Bhagavad Gita, tal como es, capítulo 4, texto 10. Bhagavad Gita as it is, text number, chapter 4, transcendental knowledge. This is knowledge which goes beyond time and space. Yeah. And because we can understand it, that must mean that we also must go beyond time and space. Yeah. Text 410. Kind of 10, 4, only backwards. Yeah. 410. Vita raga baya krodha. Man maya mamuparshritaha. Bahavo jnana tapasa. Putamad bhavan agataha.
Bully.
Vita raga baya krodha. Mamaya mamupashrita. Bahavo jnana tapasa. Utamad bhavam agataha. Vitaraga baya krodha. Manmaya mamupashritaha. Bahavo jnana tapasa. Utamad bhavam agataha. Vitaraga baya krodha. Mamaya mamupashrita. Bhavo jnana tapasa. Putama bhava magataha.
Maruji, please.
Vitaraga baya krodha. Manmaya bhavamashritaha. Bahavo jnana tapasa. Putamad bhavam agataha. Vitaraga baya krodha. Manmaya mamupashritaha. Bahavo jnana tapasya. Uttamad bhavam ajataha. Vita.
Freed from.
Raga.
Attachment.
Baya.
Fear.
Krodha
and
anger.
Matmaya,
fully in me.
Mam,
in me.
Upashritaha,
being fully situated.
Bahavaha,
many.
Jnana,
of knowledge.
Tapasa,
by the penance.
Putaha,
being purified.
Mat bhavam,
transcendental love for me.
Agataha,
attained.
Vita ragabaya krodha, mammaya mamupashrita,
bahavo jnana tapasa.
Putaman bhavam agataha,
being freed from attachment, fear, and anger, being fully absorbed in me and taking refuge in me, many, many persons in the past became purified by knowledge of me. And thus, they all attained transcendental love for me.
Putra putaman bhavam bhava agataha,
agataha. As described above, it is very difficult for a person who is too materially affected to understand the personal nature of a Supreme Absolute Truth. Generally, people are attached to the bodily conception of life, are so absorbed in materialism that it is almost impossible for them to understand how the Supreme can be a person. Such materialists cannot even imagine that there is a transcendental body which is imperishable, full of knowledge, and eternally blissful. In a materialistic concept, the body is perishable, full of ignorance, and completely miserable. Therefore, people in general keep the same bodily idea in mind when they are informed of the personal form of the Lord. For such materialistic men, the form of the gigantic material manifestation is supreme. Consequently, they consider the supreme to be impersonal. And because they are too materially absorbed, the conception of retaining the personality after liberation from matter frightens them. When they are informed that spiritual life is also individual and personal, they become afraid of becoming persons again. And so they naturally prefer a kind of merging into the impersonal void. Generally, they compare the living entities to the bubbles of the ocean, which merge into the ocean. That is the highest perfection of spiritual existence attainable without individual personality. This is a kind of fearful stage of life, devoid of perfect knowledge of spiritual existence. So furthermore, there are many persons who cannot understand spiritual existence at all. Being embarrassed by so many theories and by contradictions of various types of philosophical speculation, they become disgusted or angry and foolishly conclude that there is no supreme cause and that everything is ultimately void. Such persons are in a diseased condition of life. So we've gone from the nirvisheshi bodies to the shunya bodies, from the impersonalists who want to become one with the ocean and to those who say there is no ocean. That's the truth. There is no ocean. This last class of men take the shelter of some kind of intoxication, and their affective hallucinations are sometimes accepted as spiritual vision. One has to get rid of all three stages of attachment to the material world: negligence of spiritual life, fear of spiritual personal identity, and the conception of void that arises from frustration in life. To get free from these three stages of the material conception of life, one has to take complete shelter of the Lord, guided by the bona fide spiritual master, and follow the disciplines and regulations and follow the disciplines and regulative principles of devotional life. This last stage, the last stage of devotional life, is called bhava, or transcendental love of Godhead. According to Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1.4.15.16, the science of devotional service, here it is. Ado shvada tata sadhu sangota bhajanakriya tato narta nivritti shat tato nishta ruchis tata asak atasaktis tato bhavas tata prema bhudanchati sadakanam ayam premna pradurbhave bhavekramaha. Translation: in the beginning, one must have a preliminary desire for self-realization. This will bring one to the stage of trying to associate with persons who are spiritually elevated. So adoshvada, sadhu sangha. In the next stage, one becomes initiated by an elevated spiritual master, Bhajanakriya, and under his instructions, the neophyte devotee begins the process of devotional service. By Vajravritti Nishta. Vajnakriya is the actual work, Vajnakriya, the actual work, initiation. By the execution of devotional service under the guidance of the spiritual master, one becomes free from all material attachments, anartha nivritti, and attains the stage of steadiness, nishta, and acquires a taste for hearing about the absolute personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna. This taste leads one further to attachment, asaktis, for Krishna consciousness, which is mature which is matured in bhava, or the preliminary stage of transcendental love for Krishna. Real love for Krishna is called prema, the highest perfectional stage of life. In the prema stage, there is constant engagement in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So by the slow process of devotional service, what kind of process? Yes. Under the guidance of the bona fide spiritual master, one can attain the highest stage, being free from all material attachment, from the fearfulness of one's individual's personal identity, and from the frustration that results in void philosophy. Then one can ultimately attain the abode of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, abode of the Supreme Lord, die, Swabaki, die. So we're giving our Bhakti Rasmita Sindhu seminar every day, and this is one of the super important verse, you know, because it describes everything. The whole everything is here. It's paraphrased in Nectar of Instruction. Many times I see Prabhupada paraphrasing this. He doesn't give the exact Sanskrit or something like that. And so if you do like a Veda-based search for this, you won't find it so much because it's like, it's paraphrased. Yeah. But yeah, this is the different levels like that. You know, any place, any trip, you have a map, right? You know, a GPS device or something, some personal guide or a map, you know. You see, oh, okay, here's this street. Yeah, okay, we're on the route. Okay, there's that canal. Okay, yeah, okay. Now we're coming out of the city. Yeah, it says that. Oh, on the right, there's a big forest. Okay, yeah, okay, like that. Okay, we can get fuel up ahead here. Let's stop. We'll spend the night here. Okay, yeah, yeah. So this is it. We're taking a journey. There was one king, and he had a very powerful guy. Had a minister of health, minister of education, minister of parks and recreation, minister of defense, all these people like that. But he finally decided he wanted a minister of folly. He wanted a minister of stupidity, like that, you know? So all the other ministers went looking, and they found somebody who they thought was the biggest fool they ever met, like that, you know? And so they brought him to the king, and the king decided, yeah, this guy is really a fool, you know, like that. So he made him the minister of foolishness, you know? And then over the years, when he would do something really stupid, you know, then the king would give him a special badge, like that, you know, for like that, different awards, you know? So time went on, and finally the king was getting very old, and it's, you know, it's obvious he's about to leave his body. So he's making last adjustments to everybody. So he tells them, have our fool come here too, you know. And so the fool came there and he said, oh, your majesty, you're lying here like that. He said, what's happening? He said, oh, I'm getting ready to make a long journey. And then the fool said, well, can I come with you? He says, no, you can't come with me. He said, are the other ministers going to go? No, they also not going to go. What about your queens? And he said, no, I have to make this journey by myself. He said, oh, all by yourself, yeah. But who will take care of you when you get there? What will happen? He says, well, I don't really know, like that. He said, well, how long have you known you had to make this journey? He said, almost my entire life. And the fool's listening, and he's listening. And finally, he's taking his badges off and putting them down by the king's, you know, table like that, you know. And the king says, no, you can keep those, you know. And the fool was saying, well, no, I was looking at each of these, remembering what a stupid thing I did to get each one of them, you know. But after listening to this, you have to take this long journey. You don't know what you're going to go, where you're going to go, what you're going to do, what's going to be there. You've known your whole life that you had to make this journey, but you made no real investigation about how to, you know, what's going to happen. So I have to conclude that I'm not the biggest fool in this kingdom. You're the biggest fool, like that. So, this is a situation, no? We have to make this journey. We have to make some kind of plans for this. And so it's good to have a map, right? Like that, you know? So what's your level? Yeah, I'm going to go through them again here. Everybody has to identify their level, right? Okay. So everybody pick out your level here, like that. Adoshvada. In the beginning, that means, okay, I've heard about the Hare Krishnas, and I'm really trying to figure out, like, what's going on, what is life, and stuff like that. And maybe they're okay, I don't know. Okay, so I'll go to this festival here, they got an invitation. But if it's not nice, I won't go again. Like that. Okay, some people on that level, just kind of checking it out here tonight, this weekend. Okay, well, they're okay, and their guru is like, has like, you know, good literature, good books, and the people there, I can see their character is pretty good, and like that, and the process, pretty good process. Okay, I want to, so I hang out with them, associate with them, learn from them like that. Okay, some people on that level. Adoshwada, sadhu sangha. And then, okay, it's just, then you start asking people, hey, well, you know, I've been doing this, I'm chanting, sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't work. Is there like a systematic process like that, you know? And they say, yeah, this and that. So that's bhajana kriya. Bhaja means worship, kriya means activity, work. So you get a whole process now. So you start to, you know, want to take up the process formally. You want to become a formal student and get formal lessons. But that means you've got to, you know, matriculate. You've got to pay your fees. You've got to follow the rules. And so that's bhajana kriya and diksha, initiation. Now you're actually formally initiated in a process like that. Yeah, before you can go to the university, you go to different universities and you see, okay, they're teaching law, they're teaching engineering, they're teaching medicine. This language is a little difficult for me. That's a little far away. That's a little expensive. That's a good price. And so finally you pick one school, no? Like that. And you make a formal agreement. And now you're making formal progress, right? And they guarantee you stick with us for 4 years, you'll be a lawyer, like that, if you follow the work like that. So it's a contract from two sides. And you should see how you're progressing, right, towards your degree like that, you know, so on. You should be able to check it out. Blind faith is not. We don't like, what's the word, like, disapprove of blind faith. We say blind faith is condemned. No, you should know what's happening every step like that. You should see some result from this, you know. Prabhupada's expecting something from us, but we have a right to expect something from the process like that, you know? Yeah. So bhajana kriya, okay. And you're formally a student. Yeah, and some of these things you already studied informally, so it's very quickly like that. But now you go through it like formalizing it, getting it all in line. Bhajana kriya, anarta nivritti. What does that mean? Yeah? They go away. You know, of course there are gross anartas, smoking, drinking, but also subtle ones too, like so many frivolous activities, like maybe girls looking at fashion magazines, who did what with who, and you know, the guys are looking at, you know, sports activities, and you know, it's all, you know, kind of waste of time, you know, like that, valuable time. So you argue with people, sleeping too much, you know, all these anartas, they're just going away like that. Of course, some are very deep, so some take longer like that, you know. But basically, at this stage, we're really seeing that all these impediments and things are going away. So how many people on that platform begin to see, like, this is what's been causing me a problem. I'm kind of bumping up against this. I don't make any progress, and I can't, not becoming detached. And, you know, what is it? What is it? Oh, that's what it is. Okay. Okay. Give this up, adjust that. Okay. You know? So we're really working on these things, obstacles, you know? And it's not like boxes. You are nishta, ruchi, or asaktis. No, it's like a curve or something. And okay, I'm here. I've taken initiation, and my bad habits are really going away. But sometimes I have doubts, you know, my faith and stuff. And sometimes I'm experiencing high things, too. Okay? But basically, this is where I'm at, you know, like that. I'm just working on getting free from these problems, like that. Anarta nivritti. What's next, huh? Okay. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Nista. Yeah, fixed. And what's it go? Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya. What's that word? Narayanam Namastriko, Naram Toy, Roy, Devas. Yeah. Nasta Prayeshu Abhadreshu, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, Bhagavati Yatamasloke, Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki. Naistaki, Nishta. When Prabhupada says this word, Naistaki, means fixed. Means you're following the rules and regulations of bhakti yoga all the time. Not that sometimes you follow them and sometimes you chant and sometimes you don't chant. No, always chanting your rounds, always following four principles, always getting up in the morning, always Mangal Arati, Kirtan, always class, learning something every day. Always giving some contribution to the Sankirtan movement, helping in your own way. You know? This is nishta. Prabhupada said this is more or less 75% Krishna conscious. Wow. So, nishta. Anta. Nishta, what's next? After this, actually, you shouldn't talk about it. After this, it becomes like a... It's like, you know, if somebody asks you, you meet somebody in the street, they say, do you have $50? You say, well, yeah. You say, do you have $500? You say, well, why are you asking? At a certain point, the money is like, don't talk about this confidentially, you know. Like that, you know. Well, actually, I'm carrying $50,000 in cash. You know, you don't stick the big secret. So nishta, ruchi, anishta, at this point, it's starting to become like a something which is only discussed confidentially. Nishta, what's next? Ruchi, now you get a taste, like that. You know, it's just like, before everything, it's not actually a taste of devotional service, not actually happiness, it's actually relief from distress. Oh, I'm so happy. All right, what do you mean? I stopped smoking. Oh, okay, I'm so happy. I just don't get in fights anymore with people. I can control my anger. This is all freedom, no? From distress. It's not actually happiness. Happiness is a different thing. So you get free from all these things, you actually get a taste of devotional service, of what it means to serve Krishna, to actually see Krishna say, thank you, like that. And not like as a formality, but he really appreciated what I did. Like that. Hey, he really appreciated it like that. Wow. Yeah. So, ruchi, at this level, you become attached. Sanskrit. Asaktis. Yeah, after you get a taste of this, it's this, ooh, you're attached. Yeah. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, warning, nobody should trust Bhaktivinoda Thakur anymore. I'm warning you. Because he's had a taste of what Rupa and Sanatana were tasting, and he's getting in line to get it, and he'll do anything to get it. Anything. He'll sell his grandmother to the devil if he has to do it to get it. So don't trust Bhaktivinoda Thakur anymore. You know what I mean? To notice like that. This asaktis is just, you say, you know, one Christian saint, the atheist captured him, and they put him on a barbecue pit, and they were cooking him to death, you know. So after some time he said, you know, I think I'm done on this side. You can probably turn me over now. Like that. So this is asaktis, like that. You're attached to the spiritual world. It doesn't matter what your external situation is, like that. Asaktis. And of course, knowledge is there. When you're attached to this, you automatically see everything that's happening like that around you, the world, what it is, because you're attached to the spiritual world. Asaktis. Bhava. Yeah. Bhava is very rarely attained. At this point, one does not care at all about liberation, freedom, peace, you know, because you're, all of your distress and everything else is all ecstasy. You know, this is wonderful pain. This pain is so great. Wow. You know, suffering and separation from Krishna, like that. You know? So at this point, liberation, peace, all these things are all just become meaningless. You know? It's like, let me give an example. It's like when you have a seed, somebody may give you a seed like that, you know? Yeah, it's interesting. I wonder what it is. So you put it in the ground, comes out, well, it's got a sprout. I still can't recognize what it is. So you keep on growing and it becomes a tree. I don't know what it is, you know? Then it grows, some flowers come. I don't know what it is, you know? And finally, it is a little green apple. Like that. And you say, oh yeah, it's an apple. It's, you know, like that. There's no doubt about it. So this is bhava. Right? It's the preliminary stage of prema. The only difference between bhava and prema is that it's not mature. Like that. But yeah, you can tell what your relationship with Krishna is. You know? And Maya can't touch you. She's there, but she can no longer like illusion you like that. You know? From this stage, Jabbarat Mars Bharata fell down from this stage, but it wasn't accidental. It was because of intentional, you know, conscious offense like that. He was neglecting Krishna for his own prestige, honor. My dear loves me. I'm God, you know, like that. Kuchiku. And so, because of that, you know, he went to Maya. You know? So free will is there at every level. So, but this point of bhava though, Krishna Surya Sama, Maya Haya Andhakar, Yahan Krishna Taha Nahi, Mayara Adhikar. At this stage, You know, Krishna is like the sun, Maya is like darkness. Where there is sunlight, there can be no darkness. So the bhava level, there can be no Maya, because you see everything very clearly like that. You know? And so then it's a matter at this, at every stage, there's a different yoga, you know? Different thing to increase this. You know? So the level of bhava, even before that, you're at ruchi, you've got like a taste. You know what Krishna wants, like that. And so therefore you don't have to be followed just by rules and regulations, right? Because now you know that the rules and regulations for doing something that pleases Krishna. But now I know directly what Krishna wants. So maybe then Krishna doesn't want me to go to Mangala Arati. Krishna wants me to go for a walk with him, to go see something, in the Goshala or something, But I can see that now. So usually, the rules and regulations, you follow them because they're great, But sometimes, something else is happening and you have a higher realization. And so that level, you may not be following all the rules and regulations so strictly. Jayananda is a great example. Had so much good fortune to have his association. And he was a devotee, a senior devotee, Prabhupada, in San Francisco. And he would sometimes, he really took up this service of the Rath Yatra festival, like that, to make it a success, because Prabhupada wanted the Rath Yatra. So many years he was building the carts, arranging the publicity, everything like that, just working very hard in San Francisco for this festival, inspiring other devotees to work. And one year, it wasn't going to happen because so many things weren't happening, So from the construction, everything else, he went like 72 hours without sleeping or eating. Just 72 hours, 3 days he didn't sleep, didn't eat, And the whole festival was a success. And he went to one devotee's house and grihastha and said, "Prabhu, can I go chant some rounds in your house?" "Oh yeah, sure, yeah." So he was sitting in front of their altar and he chanted, what was it, like 4 days worth of rounds? What is that? 48 rounds without getting up. Just sat down and chanted 48 rounds, fully absorbed. Other times the devotee is also describing sitting next to him, was chanting in front of Jagannath, and was like, tears coming and stuff like that. So yeah, these are some of the symptoms. But an actor or actress, they can also cry, right? They can, do all these things, But this is the real steady symptoms of bhava are just no desire to waste time, no attraction for unnecessary gratification of the senses, no attraction for unnecessary honor, like that. Always feeling yourself completely unqualified to get Krishna's mercy, but realizing Krishna is so merciful, that maybe somehow or other, I can get his mercy like that. So these are the real symptoms, reliable symptoms of the platform of bhava, no time wasting. So Jayananda, looking at him, is probably, as far as we can tell, like this kind of platform. Satsrup Maharaj, other people, Malakrishna Maharaj, all kind of saying that if there's anybody in this movement who's an eternal associate of Srila Prabhupada, it's probably Jayananda. Some of my experiences too were just like, it was like the floor was opening up and there was a hole with no bottom. Ah! I was like, okay. I tried to be more humble than Jayananda one time. That was just one of his foremost trait was like humility. He's a really big guy. He was a mechanical engineer, And he was always, any service had to be done. He said, "I'll take care of it. Don't worry. You just sit here. Like, this is, come on, this is too much, too degraded a service for you, Maharaj. I'll take care of this." He was like, So one time I decided I was going to be more humble than Jayananda. So I kind of a competition, and then it was kind of heavy pressure, and it was like this, again, like the floor, just I experienced like the floor opened up, and it was just like this bottomless pit there, It was like, So that was the, because I could see the pressure, that I was doing it because I wanted to become famous for being humble, and think of myself as humble, Oh my God, okay, I'll become humble here. So I was, because mostly, it was like the fame, the feeling of prestige, But him, he actually felt that way. As far as I could tell, it was just no limit to like how much he actually really felt that way about things, about being unqualified and all this kind of stuff. So this is this, at least this bhava level, And how do we achieve it? By following regular rules and regulations. Stay associating with devotees, Prabhupada, following his process, and he's guaranteed. How's it go? Mayi bhakti bhutanam amritat vaya kalpate. Krishna told the gopis at Kurukshetra, "You want me to go back to Vrindavan to all those icky cows, that smelly cow dung, and all this stuff. And I'm living in this big, beautiful palaces with fresh, fragrant cut flowers every day, and silk curtains, and with beautiful servants and beautiful princesses cooking for me, whatever, singing. And you want me to go back to Vrindavan, like that. You know? And he told them, Mayi Bhaktir Bhutanam Amritat Vayakalpate. Mayi Bhaktir, my Bhakti, Mayi Bhaktir He Bhutanam, certainly every living entity, Amritat Vayakalpate, will go to Amrita, go to Vaikuntha. Anybody who does the sadhana bhakti, Vaidhi Bhakti, says, guaranteed, you'll go to Vaikuntha, my abode. Like that. Huh? He said, but you, Vrijabhasis, have developed a special kind of love for me, right? Which is beyond this, you know, it's Vaidhi Bhakti. Yeah? And that's your good fortune, because that's the only reason for my coming back to you. Like that. So whatever, by the mercy of the Vrijabhasis, we can develop in terms of spontaneous, you know, love of God, like that. That's the only way, you know, I guess what's the word, Krishna Karshati, to attract Krishna. Like that. You know? And so how do we get that? You know, by the mercy of the Vrijabhasis. So Prabhupada ki. Yeah. Maybe one time you're on the Braj Mandal Parikrama. You're marching from, where were we going that day? It's the one from Dhruvatil. Yeah. And you go across, all the way across to Santanu Kund. It's a long walk, you know. So about somewhere like we rested under a tree and we started heading out again, and it's just like you're just marching, you know, barefoot and 400 devotees and the sun coming down on you, and you've been up since 1:30 in the morning. You know, chant your rounds, do your bath, pack your luggage, get it on the trucks, do Mangal Arati, start marching about 6, visiting places, chanting, out in Vrindavan, seeing the sun coming up across the golden fields, you know, golden sun and the green grains, you know, it was like incredible. You know. And so then about like, you know, maybe 10 o'clock in the morning, it's walking, struggling, you know. And so we were going down the pathway across the fields. And it was like a little complex, one house, two houses, a few other outbuildings. It was like some kind of extended family like that with their animals, their cows and stuff in the fields. So two of these tall, bossy guys were arguing about something like, you know, you go find the cow. No, you go find the cow. Look, I have to do this and that. No, you do it. I have to do this and that, you know. So finally one of them was like this, going, okay, you know, like this, I'll do it, you know. So my mind was running through this whole thing about you can only become a resident of Vrindavan by the mercy of the Vrijabhasis. My mind was, I wasn't thinking, but I was beyond thinking. The thoughts were coming like that, you know. Seeing the thinking thoughts coming. Yeah, only by the mercy of the Vrijabhasis can you become a Vrijabhasi. You know? So this guy's walking away from his brother, and he was about maybe 1.5 times this distance away, you know. So I was kind of looking at him, and my Christian's arranger, he kind of looked at me like that, you know, like that. And I was kind of like looking at him with his consciousness as kind of like going, you know, can I become a Vrijabhasi? You know. So he looked at me like, you know, kind of like, yeah, if you want to, okay, you know, like that. Why don't we come? But you go find the cow then, you know, like that. It's like, yeah. And that's the aren't Vrijabhasis, they aren't greedy or anything. They want more people to become Vrijabhasis because there's so much to do. Krishna is so demanding, this guy Krishna, you know, unlimited, you know. And so, you know, then you come to that level, become purified. Brahma Bhuta Prasanatmana Sochati Na Kangchati Samasarvesha Bhuteshu Ma Bhaktim, right? Labhyate Param. Purified atmosphere. At that point, you know, we can actually get the mercy, right? We come in contact with the Vrijabhasis. They're not greedy guys, you know, just go there. Prabhupada says everything in devotional service is very practical. You come, when you're ready for it, it's just very practical. There's nothing like big, shocking surprise or like that or something like that. You know, no, you just, you know what to do and you do it, like that. Yeah? So we got, but this chart's very nice. You see, okay, this is where I am, right? This is what I got to do, okay, like that. And after that, there's more. Right? After prema, what comes after prema? Huh? Yeah, different levels. You know, then actually, at this point, then there's shanti prema, you know, dasya prema, sakya prema, and what else? Vatsalya prema, Madhurya prema, Mahabhava Prema, like that. Yeah. And what's higher than Radharani's love of Krishna? Radharani's love for Krishna when she's in separation from Krishna. This is Ramananda Roy and Lord Chaitanya, like that. You know, so he keeps going higher and higher, and he says nobody's ever asked me anything like this high before, but there is something higher. Well, okay, thank you. Tell me something more. He said, well, I'm just a stringed instrument. You're plucking my chords. Whatever I'm saying is because you're inspiring me to say it like that. But then he goes all the way to the point of Radharani's feelings of attachment for Krishna, her love for him, when he's separated, is even more intense. And then he said, but there's something higher than that. And Lord Chaitanya covered his mouth. So, yeah. Okay, that's enough for this incarnation, this lifetime, if we can get to that level. You know. But it's possible. I mean, we can make rapid progress. It says here, but it's slow progress like that, but it can be rapid, slow progress. Right? Yeah. Utsahan nishchaya daryat. Enthusiasm is more important than patience. But without patience, it becomes passion, and you cause your own downfall. You know, like that. So any comments? Question? Yes. Like one, two, yeah. Nista? Yeah. I mean, there's Jnananda Maharaj, right, wrote a book called Animals in Krishna Consciousness. Have you seen that or not? Tell different stories like around the world. This one cow, she used to come to Sringa Artik every day. So the windows were closed, she'd push them open like that, you know, and sit there watching the Artik. And they would give her a rasagula, you know. And sometimes she would bring a friend like that, yeah. And so she didn't chant 16 rounds a day, you know. And actually, we were in Novo Gokula in Brazil, my first time there. It's very interesting, very nice. So they have a separate, like, samadhi mandir for Prabhupada next to the temple. And it's one, I saw, they told me this, and yeah, it's okay, I didn't quite register in my brain. But then I saw it. There's like the little temple, you know, the pujari outside. And they have an area around it with a roof over it with some columns. It's open to the outside. Then there's like animals just walking around, cows and horses. They have like little chains to keep them out. So I was looking over there, and it was a fact. And in the morning, this one horse was standing there, like looking at Prabhupada. He said every day he would stand for at least 1 hour, at least, you know, maybe two or three hours, just like sitting there looking at Prabhupada like that. You know, yeah. So he wasn't doing 16 rounds, you know, like that, you know. So yeah, it means different things for different people, you know. Like that. And of course there's the internal development. But our point is that too is that it's really hard to fake it, you know, like that. Is that especially in our level, because our minds are so like, if we're internally in a certain way, even if, for example, like Vibhishana, Ravana's brother, he was a Rakshasa, he appeared along with four eternal associates, something like that. And he was trying to be a good younger brother, always follow his older brother, Ravana, and support him. You know, but he was a Vaishnava. Right, everybody else in Lanka were like demons and rakshasas, and he said being a Vaishnava in Lanka was like being a tongue surrounded by sharp teeth. He always had to keep careful about dealing with people and stuff like that. But he did it, you know. But finally, Ravana was just going on and on, you know. Finally, he wouldn't return Sita and everything else, and so at this point, then Vibhishana just, you know, went up into outer space in a subtle form, and his four friends went with him, and they headed across from Lanka. They got to the beach, Setabandhu, where all the monkeys are there, the monkey army of thousands of gorillas and stuff, you know. And he said, We've come to surrender to Ram, you know. And the monkeys said, yeah, come on down and fight like human beings, or fight like animals, you know. He said, no, you know, they're sleeping in the sky. Yeah. So then the news came to Ram that this Rakshasa has come. He's Ravana's brother, and he He wants to surrender to you, but we shouldn't trust him. It's a trick. Once he's here, he'll betray us, this and that. If he's betrayed his brother later on, he'll betray us. He's always a rakshasa. How can you trust him? Even if he's sincere now, he won't be able to control himself. So on and on like that. Nobody recommended that Ram actually accept him. So then Ram asked Hanuman. And Hanuman said, well, I was there. You know, he was there. And when they were all harassing me and causing all these problems, he actually defended me. And he spoke properly about Dharma. And even though it was dangerous. And, you know, he talked properly about returning Sita, you know. And I was watching him very carefully. And he said, as far as I can tell, he's sincere, a pure person. Because he said, it's actually impossible to completely hide your mentality like that. Something will show in the face or the comportment like that. Yeah? So forget about it. Everybody knows who we are. You can relax. I don't have to hide the fact I'm a demon with a tail and horns anymore. I can just like try my best to be cool, you know, like that. You know, but yeah. But what I'm saying is it'll come out like that. So same way you're following, if you're really steady in devotional service, and it's because pretty much your mind and intelligence are following. And yeah, there's problems. Maybe they're there and they're serious, but it's under control and it's diminishing like that, you know? So pretty much we match these things up, you know, external behavior with internal behavior. But not always. There are different weird cases. And people are really, you know, have some real ulterior motive. But usually if you're a little purified, you can just tell that. You know, it's not this, there's no juice here like that, you know? Your lips say yes, 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 but your eyes say no, no, no. You know? Yeah, you see that, no? Yeah. So then Ram listened to that, and he said, I accept Hanuman's decision. You know, I'll accept his surrender. And a very, very famous verse, super famous verse. He says, from that point, when somebody in all honesty says, I'm surrendered to you, I'm your servant, right? From that point, I give him all protection so he can come to me. This is my eternal vow. Like that. This is a diksha, right? That point, like that. So yeah, we follow the principles, become purified, and at some point, you know, we're in the mode of ignorance, you know, I am this body, okay, then the mode of passion, well, maybe I'm this and that, and sometimes in the mode of goodness, you know, like that. And I remember I was becoming a devotee, he was chanting, and you know, this whole, you know, drugs, sex, and rock and roll, you know, this whole era of, you know, hippie thing. And it wasn't that bad, but still, that was the whole atmosphere. Even now, the whole atmosphere is not that good, you know. So I started becoming a Hare Krishna and all these different principles and all this kind of stuff. And wow, it was like regulated lifestyle, sitting on the floor. It was like difficult. But I remember different experiences. And one time I was visiting the Sunday feast. It was a really intense Sunday feast, kirtan after the prasadam. Devotees were chanting. And I just bought this pair of kartals from the gift store. So I was trying to like play the kartals and chant at the same time, you know. One, two, three, and one, two, three, and Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. And it was like that, you know. And I was in front of Radha Gokulananda. Kirtan was going on. And suddenly I realized that my senses were completely under control. Like that. They weren't like involved in Maya, because they were just chanting and dancing, fully occupied the senses, you know. Then I realized my mind was also under control because it was fully absorbed in trying to control this, you know. Well, I'm not these senses. I'm not these mind. This mind. Who am I? You know, it was like, for one moment, it was like, you know. And then I was in front of Radha Gokulananda, and I could realize, I'm your servant. You know, that's who I am, you know. It was very, just like, we're like living in a country or something like that. It was a very just broad experience. Next thing, automatic. Well, how can I advance anymore? Well, you've learned how to advance by associating with these people. So just keep on associating with these people, and you'll understand like that. You know? So this is pretty much, you know. Then you say, please, I want to go back. Well, that's diksha. That's the initiation, and Krishna says, okay, you know. And there's a formality, you know. The boy meets the girl in you know, some kind of geometry class, right, or geography class in the college. And they look at each other after a while, kind of noticing each other. And finally he asks her one day, do you like Coca-Cola? And she says, well, I love Coca-Cola. Well, let's go have some Coca-Cola. So they're talking some more. And after some time, they really begin to realize this is really serious. And, you know, so finally he asks her, "Will you marry me?" And she says, "Of course." You know, so are they married or not at that point? Yeah, that it's pretty much the substance is there. When we realize this, you get in the mode of goodness by the acharya for one moment, and we say in all sincerity, "Help, I want to come back." You know, and Krishna says, "Okay, take the rope." You know, yeah, chant 16 rounds every day. Follow four principles strictly. That's your connection to me. You know, okay, we're initiated. You know, our spiritual life has initiated at that point. But it's a formality. They have to talk to their parents. They have to see a priest. They have medical things. The government. Yeah. So Prabhupada says the ceremony. I heard he said this. Maybe I heard it myself. The ceremony, the Diksha Guru, the deities, the vows. These are a formality, but not without meaning. Like that. You know, has a meaning again because it makes us really think about it. Like that. You know, anybody who's been married here. You know that on your wedding day, you're really thinking about this, right? It's like, you know, do I really want to marry her or not? Like, well, I can't change my mind after today, you know? Before it was kind of like, well, I could always change my mind, but now it's just like that. You know, my family will be there, everybody else, like that, you know? So it's a formality, but it's not meaningless. It's a real declaration, you know, so on, you know? So this is the point of, you know, of Vajna Kriya. Taking it up, and then we do it, and what these anarthas go away, and become, and Prabhupada says it, fixed and following regular principles. But also the mind has to follow too. You know, fixed in thinking about serving Krishna, because the mind will be wandering so many things, like the mind wants to do this, mind wants to do that, but we just always want, no, don't think about that, I give up that anymore, I'm not going to think about that, it's very gratifying for me to find another ladies' fashion magazine, you know. No, everybody has their attachment, you know. One devotee, he was Laxman Das. He said he was at a big Sunday feast in Peru. Then afterwards he heard the women talking about like the Sunday feast, kind of talk what happened, this and that. They were all talking about who was wearing what, you know. She had that on. Oh, I saw that, but did you see what she had on? Yeah. That was really nice, the way her hair was like that, you know, like that, you know. So he heard this, you know. Then he went to Brahmacharya Ashram. And all the brahmacharis were talking about how much they ate, like that, and who vomited, and like that, and stuff. Yeah, vomiting, and stuff like that. So everybody had their own like experience of the Sunday feast, like that. You know, so some people like to eat, some people like to dress well, you know. So, you know. But these are all anarthas, you know. At some point, you actually make this decision, I'm not going to, it's very gratifying. I remember one time I was going, we went from Lima up to Chosica, where the temple is, and it's about like 35 kilometers. You have to go along the desert. And there's one like really tall advertising billboard in English selling Inca Kola. But it was this girl in this you know yellow bathing suit with the thing there like that, you know. And so my mind was, I'm not going to look. I wanted to look, you know. Oh, it's Maya. Shouldn't look at that. No, it's Maya. Don't look at that. You know, reject that. Okay, yes, it's Maya. Don't reject it. Okay. So, I said, I'm not going to look. We went back and forth maybe like 15, 20 times over like 1 month. You know, every time I refused to look. Like, you know. But I could see my mind wanted to look. It's very gratifying to see a very handsome man with a big mustache, nice car like that. He'd be a good father, like that stuff, like that. You know? Yeah. So it's very natural, no? Or a very cute little baby. Ooh, how cute. That, you know? Yeah. But that's, you know, so that's the sound, the beautiful sound of her child's voice. Mommy! That's the sound of the hunter playing his flute to attract you so he can shoot an arrow through your heart, like that. So the sound, the beautiful sound of your children's voices, you should think of as the sound of death, calling you to your death, like that. It's a different view of children, like that. Yeah, yeah. So it's my duty, got to take care of them, like this and that. Yeah. So it's all these different kinds of forms. I mean, the mind also, yeah, we become fixed, you know, and it can happen. In Kali Yuga, the mind is a big problem. It's okay, you know. So, but yeah, we can make some progress. And we become fixed and just keeping our mind under control, thinking about Krishna. Okay. What's that again? you change your own consciousness? Or chant? Wrong consciousness, yeah. 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 Well, some are just, you just conscious, you can see what's happening. It's your mind is chanting with a certain idea like that. You know this is wrong. But, you know, it's gratifying. So you consciously, you can just do it sometimes, no? You can just consciously see, well, I shouldn't have this attitude. I shouldn't be thinking about this. Two thieves were by the side of the road, two dacoit guys, and sharing a bottle of wine. And the Vaishnavas went by chanting, Radhe, 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 and kirtan. So the one alcoholic dacoit robber guy said, hey, you know, I like it when these Vaishnavas go by chanting, Radhe, Radhe, you know. And his friend said, well, why is that? You're not a religious man. He said, because the barber's wife is named Radhe. And I'm always thinking when I can get a little time with her, like that, you know. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, you know. So we read the books and we see, well, that's not the right attitude, you know. And maybe in our stage, we don't have any gross attitudes. I'm just chanting for mystical powers and chanting that my enemies will drop dead, you know. But you see people like that. You go to Govardhan, you see some fellow like that, he's doing Dandabat Parikramas, you know, he bows down, puts a rock in front of him, stands up, walks forward, picks the rock up, bows down again. He's going around Govardhan paying his obeisances, and you say, wow, that's a great devotee, you know. You say, well, what are you doing? This, he says, well, sir, my daughter, she is 18 years old and she is not married. And so I am doing this austerity that Govardhan will give me benediction to get a husband for my daughter, sir. You know, wow. You know? Yeah. So people do that. Engage. We don't do it because we have no experience. Probably said that these guys are fortunate because they have no experience of Krishna. When they come to Krishna consciousness, it's just, you know, they understand what I tell them, right? So we can understand this. We're here to serve Krishna. Please, Krishna. But that's kind of those kind of gross things. We can just read Prabhupada's books. And we can see subtle attachments, you know, like, you know, the pregnancy of Ditti in the evening, you know. She wanted to induce her husband to give her a child at a really bad time, not because she was lusty and wanted to gratify her senses, but because, remember? Ditti, huh? No. She was the youngest of all the her wives. Kashyapa had several wives, and they all had children, you know. And so she was just feeling, you know, what's the word, neglected, you know, like that, you know, unloved, you know. So it wasn't a gross gratification, but she was her pride, was a little hurt, and you know, like that, you know. So we begin to realize that I'm chanting like this. I want this. So by hearing from Srimad Bhagavatam, yeah, and all these different stories and stuff like that, taking them to heart, then we begin to see like the subtle contaminations in our chanting, like that. And the second thing is association with devotees, you know, because the devotees are on different levels. And maybe, you know, everybody here has like 40% attachment, but not the same 40%. You know, the ladies are attached to fashion magazines, all the men are attached to football games, you know, like that. So women don't give a damn about football games, like that, you know, oh yeah, okay, you know. So we can see, like, you know, by different people, and I have this attachment, you know, like that, yeah. So stay in the association of devotees and hear Srimad Bhagavatam, yeah. And then, yeah, and Krishna is in the heart. Tesham satata, tesham evanukam partam, ahama jnana, jam tamaha. I'm a Baba stove. You gotta deepen a Baba stove. Krishna will give you the knowledge. If you're sincere, he'll let you see it. I told a story about the pink rhinoceros. When devotee Jai Krishna, he was, you know, his name's he won't mind. Anyway, he's like a really prosperous Vaishya guy and making good money. And he'd already been through like some kind of romance, marriage, this and that, but he's still 50 years old or something, still like agitated for, you know, romance and gratification and these kind of things. And he said, well, how can I get free from this? And so then he saw the animal channel. He was watching the animal channel, and they had the sex life of rhinoceroses, like that, you know. And it was really ghastly, like that, you know. Like, you know, the she rhinoceros is kicking the he rhinoceros in the face and all this kind of stuff, you know. You know? But he was realizing, Krishna is showing me this. It's just, this is Krishna showing me, this is, what are you doing? You know, whether Fifi and Fido or Romeo and Juliet or, you know, Mr. and Mrs. Rhinoceros, it's the same thing, you know, give it up, you know. So we were talking about it, and he said, yeah, but I'm still looking for a pink rhinoceros, like that, you know, the pink rhinoceros. You know? So maybe about 2 weeks later, when the devotee's house, the little kid had a pink rhinoceros, like that, you know. So I sent it in the mail to him, he got it, you know, coming home, what is this, you know, the mail, the Hanuman Swami, you know. So it was just like, he said, but just like the whole evening, he was like laughing and looking at it again and again, like that, you know. Yeah, yeah. So Krishna will tell you, you know, if you're so stupid you can't figure it out from reading the books and associating with devotees, Krishna will come and personally tell you, you know, like that. Oh, yeah, you know. And then basically we have to give it up, you know, like that. Yeah, yeah. It was a nice rhinoceros. Yeah. Yeah. That's what I was saying, it's not like, you know, little boxes. That was my comprehension. You go from one box to the other. It's more like, again, like a curve. Like, you know, like you have very seldom have any doubts about Krishna consciousness anymore. Should I be here or not? Maybe I shouldn't be here, you know. But sometimes you kind of go through your mind, well, hey, maybe, you know. And devotee association, you know, no, yeah, this is nice people. This is it. Forget this is where to live. I want to be a devotee. But then maybe you're Nista. Like fixed and stuff, you know. So, but then it's describing that the anartas they persist all the way to bhava. Like it's kind of like you have some gold, it's kind of pure. But if you really want to purify it, you got to melt it and put it in the temperature to the point where it becomes melted. Then all these oxides and stuff get driven off like that. So finally, in a level of bhava, intense emotional love of God, you know, nothing. Always the final is gone. Gone. Brahmananda said he had a girlfriend before he became a devotee. He was like in college, wrestler. He had her picture. So he was living with Prabhupada in New York, in the temple, whatever. Every now and then he pulled the picture out and kind of look at it like that, you know. So one day he was doing this and Swamiji walked by and Prabhupada says, so Swamiji said, well, what is that? And he said, oh, nothing, nothing, Swamiji. He said, that's what I see. He said, oh, your former girlfriend? He said, yes, Swamiji. Prabhupada looked at it and said, and not even very pretty. So he said he looked at it. It wasn't. You know, it's like, what am I doing? And that was it. And it was just like just some insanity, you know, like that. You know, but it was something. Little thing in the heart was still there, and it was just, you know, by the association of Bhava Bhakta, he gave it up. Okay. Okay. Good luck. Okay, the last question, the ultimate comment. Okay.
Remembering also what
you spent last
time. Oh, yeah. The reasons is that
B.B. King.
I'm trying to maintain between 20 years and 40 days.
Yeah.
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 As opposed to simply working.
Yeah.
More than I'm still fighting.
Yeah. Well, one is different because everybody's different. It's a whole thing. Like you go to a doctor and you say, "I'm sick. Give me some medicine." He says, "Well, come here, sit down. Stick out your tongue. Let me feel your pulse. Tell me what goes on. Take this thermometer in your mouth." You know. So everybody's different. But one very common thing is the story of the boatman and the wedding party and the boat. Yeah, they had a very nice wedding party, and they got on the boat. It was already late at night. The captain pushed it away. The guy started rowing, and they woke up in the morning. They'd only gone like a quarter kilometer, you know, to the other house. Why? Yeah, they hadn't given up sense gratification. There's two things. Basically, to chant Hare Krishna and give up these four things, like that, you know, and chant good rounds. That's why I see so many people, they're chanting like offensive rounds, not attentive. You know, if you're done in Mars, the whole analysis, you're on the telephone, morsing to somebody, and chanting your bees, and Prabhu, come here. They say, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, multi japa, you know. Or else you're chanting, here kitty, 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 here kitty, 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 here kitty, kitty. You know, no. It's like, your mind's not engaged. Your tongue's going to go back to Godhead, but you're going to stay here with your mind, you know? Like that, you know? So the different, you know, not attentive rounds. You know? So basically, the whole process probably says we require, you know, everybody in this movement to rise by 4 a.m., attend Mangal Arati or morning service, perform kirtan, hear Srimad Bhagavatam, etc. So etc. is there, but this is it. Every day you should be hearing Srimad Bhagavatam. Shruti Kirti said he developed this art of being able to sit in Prabhupada's classes with his eyes open, smiling and sleeping. Yeah. Like that, you know? Yeah. So you try and hear like that. And then, yeah, you make progress. You know? Other than that, yeah, you can, it says, you can go on for lifetimes, you know, and not get love of God if you have these offenses in your body, you're shravanam kirtanam. So sometimes that's it. If people they're not giving up these attachments, you know, fame. Yeah, I'll never become a devotee until I get famous, right? You know, it's like, oh, I want my fame, and you know, I'm still attached to fame, you know, prestige, honor. Oh, you're so brilliant, you're so beautiful, you're so intelligent, you're so merciful, you're so brave, you're so religious, you know. Yeah. So I won't give it up. Yeah. Bhaktivinoda Thakur says self-realization means being able to do your service your entire life with no concern whether anybody notices or not. Yeah. Just do it, you know? Yeah. So that's, you know, one cause is we're not giving up the attachments, and so progress is slow. But practically speaking, guys, if you've been chanting for many, one thing is too is you think, well, I'm not making any progress, you know. Yeah, but you're not falling down. And if you meet your old friends that you hadn't met for 15 years and stuff like that, and you see the difference, like, wow, you know, it's, you know, they've gone through all this and that, and are smoking and everything else, and life has really had their. The cat's really been playing with the mouse, you know. Yeah. You realize, wow, it's like, I met one guy, he was a assistant dean of architecture at a university where we're giving a program. And I was really like, he was the same age, everything. And I was like, this is almost exactly what I would have become. He was popular with his students, his children. He was kind of a clever guy, intelligent, you know. He was pious and stuff like that, some kind of a pious religious activity. And see, this is if I hadn't met Prabhupada, this is exactly what I would have become, like that, you know. And so yes, it was a big difference, because there was nothing inside. It was all kind of bubbling on the surface, always different habits, activities, but inside it was just like, you know. But as a devotee, you begin to feel, you go through experiences like that, you know, which make you cry, you know, like that, make you feel if you did something for Krishna. You know, it really touches your heart. You know? Yeah. Okay. So usually if you look at it, the thing is we just don't notice this in there because it's slow. But actually, yeah, it is progress. You start thinking about it. You know? And beyond that, usually the most common thing is just we're not yet giving up the attachments. Like that. Yeah. And different things too, because also it can build up and build up. And there won't be any apparent result. You know? Because it's all going on under the surface like that. Then all of a sudden they'll just come out. You know, and you'll, you know, within a very short time, it'll all manifest like that. Yeah. So different people. Okay. So Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna Maha Mantra ki. Back home, back to God. Thank you all very much.